Good afternoon, listeners. You're invited to take a little walk back in time with me to a time of soda shops and penny candy, of neighborhood grocers and silver screen legends. Welcome back to the golden age of radio. Enjoy classic radio plays of a bygone era, reimagined here for you by the Alexander Radio Theater. Gunsmoke, brought to you by the Alexander Radio Theater. Around Dodge City and in the territory westward, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Starring Don Benfield, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal, the first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Oh, hello, Chester.
Come on in, Doc.
Where's Matt?
He ain't here.
Say, where you two been the last couple of days? I haven't seen either one of you.
Well, I just got back from Hayes City. Mr. Dillon sent me there to fetch some government papers. And you know what? I took the Santa Fe both ways.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that beats riding. But where's Matt, you say?
He left a note. He didn't exactly say where he was at.
Well, you mean he's out of town?
That's what the note said. Seems somebody told him where he could find Jack Brand.
Jack Brand? What's he doing around here?
I don't know. I guess Missouri got too rough for him.
Oh, why don't they handle their own outlaws instead of chasing them into Kansas for Matt to catch?
Mr. Dillon says Brand's got three of his gang with him.
You mean Matt's gone out alone after four men?
Well, if I knew where he was, I'd go help him, Doc.
Oh, well, there's nothing you can do about it, Chester. It's just that...
It worries me, though. That last holdup the gang pulled, they say four men got shot down.
Oh, well, maybe they've quit. Maybe that's why they come to Kansas.
Did you ever hear of a bunch of outlaws quitting?
No, I guess not. I guess I was just talking to myself, Chester.
Oh, that's Mr. Dillon, Doc.
Yeah. Oh, where is he?
There he is, sitting on that wagon.
Oh, yeah. Who's that with him?
Some fella give him a ride, I guess. Hello, Mr. Dillon.
Hello, Chester. Doc.
Hey, lose your horse, Matt?
We left our horses out at Bauer's Ranch and borrowed this wagon. One of his riders will bring him in tomorrow.
Who's this with you, Mr. Dillon?
You've seen his picture, Chester.
Oh, my goodness. It's Jack Brand.
Let's get down, Brand. You first.
Sure.
How come you let him drive the wagon, Mr. Dillon?
To keep his hands full, Chester. Here, take my shotgun and lock him up.
Yes, sir. Where's the others? I thought he had three men with him.
Well, tell him, Marshal. Tell him where they are.
They're in the wagon, Chester. Under that canvas.
Oh.
Well, are they all dead, Matt? All three of them?
They're all dead, Doc.
Bloodiest Marshal I ever saw. It's just a wagon load of meat to him.
That's enough, Bran.
It ain't hardly enough. I never seen such killing.
What happened, Mr. Dillon?
It doesn't matter. They put up a fight, and I had to take them.
Well, I'll tell him what happened. Your lawman here hid himself in the grass and just waited for us to come out of that cabin. And then he yelled, so naturally we headed for cover. Who wouldn't? He just laid there, and he cut loose with his shotgun. Tore up two of the boys that way. Then he stood up, and he cut down Hank Smith with his six-shooter.
How come you got out of it, Brand?
Well, I jumped back in the cabin, and then I give up. We weren't putting up a fight. He spooked us yelling like that. It'd make any man jump.
Oh, I suppose you're trying to say that you wouldn't have shot him?
We tried to shoot him. Who wouldn't? Any man's got a right to defend himself.
Well, I never heard a resisting arrest called self-defense.
And I never heard of no marshal shooting down everybody on the landscape.
Lock him up, Chester.
Get going, Brand.
The way he acts, you'd think he was killing hogs, not men.
Shut up and keep walking.
Bloodiest marshal I ever seen.
Say, how come you brought the bodies back, Matt? Why didn't you just bury him out there?
I wanted more witnesses than me to identify him, Doc. Might save trouble when Brand goes to trial.
Say, you was mighty lucky taking four outlaws that way, Matt.
Yeah.
And you killed three out of... Oh, say, wait till people around here hear about this.
Brand's right, Doc. It's a lot of killing. An awful lot.
No, you don't. Don't get to thinking about it too much now, Matt. It's your job. You did it, so it's over.
It's over? Wait till tomorrow, or the next day. There'll be somebody else. There's always another man to kill.
No, that's not the way to look at it, Matt. I never heard of you shooting anybody you didn't have to.
No, I never did. But sometimes that doesn't help much.
Say, you look tired, Matt.
Well, I haven't slept since I rode out of here 2 days ago.
Well, now you get some rest, and you'll feel better.
Sure.
Brand's snug in jail, Mr. Dillon. He don't like it much, but I told him not to try kicking his way out. I'd be sleeping in the office.
We'll both be sleeping in the office, Chester. I'm too tired to walk to my room. Take care of this wagon and what's in it, will you?
Mm-hmm.
You and Doc can identify those men. We'll write it out on paper in the morning.
All right, sir. I'll be headed to bed about midnight, but I'll be real quiet.
Nothing could wake me, Chester. Not tonight.
Friends, do you suffer from torpid liver? Our sallow complexion and irritable headache getting you down? Well, there's no need to suffer obscure liver ailments any longer. Just drop by your local White Star drugstore and pick up a bottle of Carter's Little Liver Pills, approved by the NOA as a surefire cure-all for your various liver ills.
Gosh, Doc, you sure I shouldn't wake him up and tell him?
I can wait till morning, Chester. Matt's too tired to do nothing about it tonight anyways.
I guess you're right.
Of course I am.
Well, okay.
Night, Chester.
Good night, Doc.
No. Don't go for your gun.
Don't go for my what?
No, don't do it, I tell you. Leave that gun alone.
Mr. Dillon.
No, don't make me kill you. Don't make me kill another man.
Mr. Dillon, wake up.
No, I've spilled enough blood. I don't want to kill you. No.
Mr. Dillon, wake up.
No.
Hey, it's me, Mr. Dillon. It's Chester. There ain't nobody here.
What?
You was asleep. You been dreaming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll light the lamp.
No, it's all right, Chester.
My gracious, I come in, I heard you talking, and I thought somebody was here. That moonlight ain't too bright. I couldn't see good at first.
Sure.
My, I had to yell at you a couple times before you woke up. You was dreaming you was in a fight, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was dreaming.
Nightmares like that, they're just terrible, ain't they?
There's a bottle in the desk drawer over there, Chester. Get it for me, will you?
Yes, sir. I know where it is. I used to have nightmares sometimes when I was a boy, but I don't get them much no more. Here 'tis, Mr. Dillon. Good stiff drink will do you good.
Thanks, Jester. What time is it?
A little past midnight.
Jack Brand awake?
No, he'd be bellering if he was. But Mr. Dillon, now that you're awake, there's something I ought to tell you.
Oh, what?
Well, me and Doc was having a drink over at the Isle of Fraganza, and a fella come in there and started talking real loud.
Talking about what?
Well, sir, mostly about how he's going to tree Dodge and how he's going to tell you too.
Oh?
He says he's a friend of Jack Brand's, and he heard about how you caught him and all.
What's his name?
Stanger. Joe Stanger.
Yeah, I know him.
Well, do you think he'll cause trouble?
Probably. But I'm not going to worry about him tonight.
Well, no, sir. That's what me and Doc figured. He won't try nothing tonight.
All the same, keep your gun handy, Chester. Now, let's try to get some sleep.
Chester! Chester, come on out here.
My gracious. What's Brand hollering about now?
What?
Wake up, Chester. Time for breakfast.
Oh, go shut him up, Chester. It's hardly dawn.
Hey, Chester!
Sure, I'd like to throw a bucket of water on him.
Chester!
Oh, shut up. I'm coming.
About time, too.
Cut out that cussed yelling, Brand. What's the matter with you?
Come on over here. Just unlock this cage, Chester.
What?
I'm holding a gun on you. Can't you see it?
Where'd you get that gun?
Come on over here, I said.
The keys ain't over there. They're hanging on the wall down here. I'll get them.
Don't take your own sweet time about it. I've been in this chicken coop long enough.
Drop it, Brand.
What? Oh, oh.
You're not hurt. I hit the gun.
I got the keys, Mr. Dillon. I'll get his gun out of there.
All right, go ahead. Stand back, Bran.
You like to bust my hand.
You're lucky.
Lucky you didn't kill me, I suppose. Just like you kill everybody.
Shut up.
I got it, Mr. Dillon. It ain't no good anyway, not now.
Where'd you get the gun, Bran?
Well, I made it, Marshal.
Don't be smart.
Wait a minute. Joe Stanger brought it to you. He tossed it to you right through those bars on the window, didn't he?
I didn't know Stanger was in town.
Didn't you? Chester, get some boards and nail them over the window so nothing can get through it.
Oh, wait a minute, Marshal. That's the only window in here. You can't board it up.
You'll get enough air.
No, but it'll be dark. I don't like the dark.
Don't you? When you get it fixed, we'll go to breakfast, Chester.
It won't take long, Mr. Dillon. Been some time since I've been out on the plaza this early in the morning, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, weren't you up gambling all that night last Saturday, Chester?
Oh, well, that's different.
Oh, how?
Well, I've been asleep all night this time. Things looks different when you had a good night's sleep.
Yeah, they sure do.
But you didn't have no more of them nightmares last night, did you?
No, but I didn't sleep well.
You ought to take some time off. Go buffalo hunting or something.
Yeah, maybe I ought to take a lot of time off. Wait a minute. That's Joe Stanger coming there.
Say, by golly it is. What's he doing up so early?
Maybe he wants to find out why Jack Brand hasn't shot his way out of jail yet.
Well, he won't throw him no more guns. Not the way I got that place boarded up now.
Get out of the way, Chester.
Oh, yes, sir.
Morning, Marshal.
You're up early, Stanger.
Train leaves for Abilene in about an hour.
Going to Abilene?
I'll be back next week.
Jack Brandle still be in jail.
I heard you caught him.
Good friend of yours, isn't he?
Sure, but I ain't part of his gang. Never was.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, there ain't much gang left now.
No.
You're a pretty rough man, Marshal.
When I have to be.
Don't it ever bother you, killing people the way you do?
Stanger, I shot a gun out of Jack Brand's hand this morning. You come by the office later, I'll give it back to you.
Now what would I want of a smashed-up six-shooter?
It's yours, isn't it?
I'm wearing mine.
Ought to throw you in jail, too.
What for?
To get you out of my sight, if nothing else.
I wouldn't go to jail, Marshal. Not without a fight, I wouldn't. I ain't afraid of you. You want to try it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Draw.
No.
What's the matter, Marshal? I thought you liked killing men. What's holding you back? You're going to have to fight me, sooner or later.
Get out of here, Stanger. Go get on your train.
Wait till I tell everybody about Matt Dillon. He's lost his nerve.
Get out, I said.
Well, I don't want to shoot down a man that won't draw. Not today, anyway. But I'll be back, Marshal. Next week.
Why didn't you shoot him, Mr. Dillon? He's nothing but a big old bluff.
Chester, you go on to breakfast. I'm going back to the office.
What? Why, you told me only five...
You heard me.
Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Dillon. I brought you a can full of coffee, Mr. Dillon.
Thanks, Chester.
I'll put it right here. What you doing, writing a letter?
It's a telegram. Here, Chester. Take this down to the depot, will you?
Sure.
I want it to go out right away.
U.S. War Department. What are you telegraphing Washington about?
That's my resignation, Chester.
What?
I'm quitting. Right now.
Why, you can't do that.
I've done it.
Oh, I don't believe it. You're funning me.
A man can quit a job, Chester. I've quit jobs before.
Well, I know, but this is different.
What's different about it? The government doesn't own me.
But think what'll happen if you ain't Marshal here.
There are other men that can be Marshal.
Mr. Dillon.
What?
You ain't doing this because of, well, what Joe Stanger said.
That I've lost my nerve? No. He's wrong about that. And he's wrong about my liking to kill men, too.
You never killed nobody unless you had to.
And now I don't have to. I'm through, Chester. And I knew I was through when I didn't draw on Stanger this morning. I've killed my last man.
I just don't know what to say, Mr. Dillon.
I've hated this job since the day I took it. I never did have a taste for killing. And now they can find somebody who has. And he'll make a better marshal than I ever was.
That ain't true.
Go send a telegram, Chester. I'll be at Delmonico's having breakfast, and with a good appetite for a change.
My friend Sally says she took Carter's Little Liver Pills for a sick stomach and a headache. I had only to look at her to note her sparkling eyes and clear, glowing skin. For headache, dizziness, queasiness, torpid liver, constipation, sallow skin, and the complexion, Carter's Little Liver Pills. They touch the liver.
After breakfast, I went to my room and got some of the sleep I'd missed the night before. And I slept good. It was as though what was past, and none of it bothered me. now that I didn't have to face it happening over and over again. And when I woke up, I felt better than I had in years. I even felt a little cleaner somehow. There wasn't going to be any more blood on my hands. Washington, as usual, was pretty slow answering my telegram. Week later, I still hadn't had an answer. But I didn't care. I'd quit. And that was that. I even began to enjoy myself for a change, like the day I finally took Kitty fishing.
Matt. Hey, Matt. Look, I got another one.
Oh? Well, throw him back, Kitty. We got more than we can carry now.
I will not throw him back. Hold still, you.
Come on over here in the shade. You've done enough fishing.
Okay. Hey, look at him, Matt. Isn't he a beauty?
Yeah, he's bigger than any I caught. Why don't you throw him in a sack and then sit down here, huh?
Say, you're right. I didn't know we'd caught that many.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a fish Friday night, huh?
Well, we can feed half of Dodge with all those.
I doubt it. You ever see Chester go through a mess full of fish?
The last time he starved himself a couple days in advance. Maybe we can kind of sneak up on him tonight.
Oh, no. He knows we're out here.
Maybe you ought to go into the business, Matt.
Oh, what business?
Fishing. You could do it for a living.
Well, I am going to have to find something to do for a living, I guess.
Well, it won't hurt you to loaf for a while, Matt.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
You know something, Matt?
What?
I think this is the first time I've ever seen you that you weren't wearing a gun.
It is. And I'm enjoying that, too.
Someday, maybe nobody will wear guns.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you know something? I'm sleepy.
You're lazy. So lazy you're probably going to starve to death before you find a new job.
I don't care.
Matt, look, somebody's coming on horseback.
Oh?
Uh-huh.
Hey, oh, that's Chester.
Oh, he's as lazy as you are. Imagine taking a horse to come this far.
Old Chester hates walking. And besides, he looks like he's in a hurry.
Maybe he couldn't wait for that fish fry.
Mr. Dillon. Hello, Miss Kitty.
Look in that sack, Chester. We got about 30 catfish already.
Well, that's fine, Miss Kitty, but Mr. Dillon, Joe Stanger's in town.
Oh? Well, that doesn't matter to me, Chester.
Oh, but you don't understand.
Understand what?
What I come to tell you. Stanger's at the Isle of Fraganza. A while ago, he had words with one of the girls there. And she slapped him, he pulled out a gun, and he killed her.
What?
Who was the girl, Chester?
Kate Hawkins.
Oh, no.
That's who it was, Miss Kitty. And then the bartender tried to stop him, and Stanger shot him, too. I hear he's going to die. I grabbed a horse off the hitch rail and come right down to tell you. You've got to stop him, Mr. Dillon.
I'm not Marshal anymore here, Chester. I quit.
Oh, that don't matter.
It does to me.
You mean you're going to let Joe Stanger walk around Dodge and shoot everybody that gets in his way, including women?
I'm through killing. I told you that.
Who's going to stop him, then? You're the only man around here that'll go up against him, and you know it.
That may be true, but I'm still not going to do it.
Now wait, Mr. Dillon. Wait a minute. I've been thinking a lot about all this lately, and there's something you've been overlooking.
Oh?
Men like Stanger and Brand, they gotta be stopped. I'd do it if I could, but I can't. I ain't good enough. Most men ain't. But you are. It's kind of too bad for you that you are, but that's the way it is. And there's nothing you can do about it. Not now. It's too late. It's way too late.
Give me your gun, Chester.
Yes, sir. Want my holster?
I'll carry it in my belt. Oh, Kitty, Chester will come help you carry that fish back.
Sure, Matt. Sure.
And now our star, Don Benfield.
Thank you, Glenn. If your liver is right, you will always be cheery and well. That's why you should accept no substitute when it comes to your liver. Carter's Little Liver Pills cure all liver ills. Only available at White Star Drugstore on Main. Pick up yours today.
The original recording of Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands aired on April 2, 1955. Produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and starring William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The 1955 version of this story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns were by Tom Hanley and Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were John Daner and Lawrence Dobkin. Parley Bayer was Chester, Howard McNear was Doc, and Georgia Ellis was Kitty. We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Alexander Radio Theater's production of Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands, starring Don Benfield as Matt Dillon, Lynn LaPelli as Doc, Micah Henry as Chester, Darren McLean as Brand, Larry Riddle as Stanger, and Laura Crooks as Miss Kitty. The sound effects were created and collected by the cast. The Alexander Radio Theater music was used royalty-free. This show was recorded locally by Top Heavy Productions. The Alexander Radio Theater is brought to you by the Alexander Community Theater, the Alexander County Library, and Apple City Broadcasting. This is your announcer, Glenn Mays, inviting you to tune in next month for another Alexander Radio Theater production. Take your time as you head back to the present day. Enjoy the view, and don't miss the little things of today that will be tomorrow's treasures.